What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, July 31st, 2019. Halfway through the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on a Friday. And certainly in our case, some very, very stormy weather is coming on in. We've got Hurricane Eric, which fortunately is tracking south, but we're going to get under the northern edge of that. Hurricane Flossie, which is expected to downgrade to a tropical storm, though, is aimed right at us, and it's going to be coming in over the weekend, as if we didn't have enough to deal with all of the stuff related to our move to Indiana. Anyway, enough of my own personal travails and everything. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. Well, obviously, last night we had the beginning, part one, of the second Democratic debates. And I think probably the single most obvious takeaway was that it really began to show the divide between the moderates and the progressives. And it wasn't really, it wasn't spectacular, what can I tell you? And so the moderates were attacking Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren for being socialists and promising free everything and open borders. And I don't know why people get upset about what's being said on the debates, because it has no more bearing on reality than the promises made on the campaign trail. It's just what they're saying right now to get your vote. And once they are in office, it's going to be completely meaningless. So Marianne Williamson scolded her opponents for taking corporate money while saying they will fight corporations, yada, yada, yada. That's a direct quote from her. And so that kind of made her stand out a little bit. Beto O'Rourke came on out and said that as president, he would sign a reparations bill. Well, Beto, let me put it to you this way. The dinosaur that you descended from stepped on one of the dinosaurs I'm descended from. Therefore, you owe me reparations. So anyway, it was kind of interesting here. On the subject of minimum wage, Pete Buttigieg suggested you're not a decent Christian if you don't support raising the minimum wage. He seems to have forgotten that there's supposed to be a wall between religion and government in this country. It was designed that way. Now, CNN included Don Lemon as one of the hosts, and he's not a journalist. He's an opinion guy, and he absolutely hates Donald Trump. And he actually at one point asked, what do you say to those Trump voters who prioritize the economy over the president's bigotry? Well, yeah, the economy affects us all. Any bigotry the president might have, and frankly, I haven't seen it other than what the corporate media is trying to manufacture, it doesn't affect my life personally. The economy does. The economy affects us all. And it's not doing all that well, despite what corporate media is telling you. Interesting little point. Bernie Sanders got louder and louder as the night went on. He started off soft and just got louder and louder to the point where even Tim Ryan was commenting on it about his volume control here. Now, Elizabeth Warren repeatedly refused to answer questions on the M4A tax increase. And the issue here is that millions of American workers could lose their employer-based health care. And the impression one gets looking at these Democrats, or looking at all politicians for that matter, is they know the money is running out. And it's a mad scramble to see who can grab what's left of it. It's like a game of musical chairs. There's more politicians than there are chairs. And when the music stops, they're all scrambling, trying to get one. So Donald Trump, at the end of this debate, basically tweeted on out that as far as he could see, he won the debate. The Democrats did not come out with anything new or innovative. It's just the same old stuff they've been campaigning on. Their message hasn't changed one bit. And that plays to his advantage. And yes, he does. And of course, tonight we have part two of the debates, the lesser Democrat, the children of the lesser politicians, if you will, including Hawaii's Tulsi Gabbard, who after her vote on BDS, I have given up on. I'm absolutely given up on. You know, I was conflicted because of her attitudes on the Second Amendment. I liked her because she was anti-war. But when she voted against the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, that was it. That was the camel that broke my straw back. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, getting on back to the issue of reparations, which Kamala Harris is in favor of, it turns out Kamala Harris has an ancestor, Hamilton Brown. He was an attorney, and he owned slaves, Africans, Creole, Irish, white, black, and brown. So if Kamala Harris wants to promote reparations, she should start with compensating the tens of thousands of souls enslaved by her ancestors in Jamaica, which was a British slave hub for the Americas. So maybe Kamala Harris will understand the stupidity of trying to hold the present generation accountable for things our ancestors did over which we had no control. And in most cases, we don't approve. Now, again, they're having the second debate tonight, and Donald Trump has arranged to run a commercial during that debate pointing out the costs of illegal immigrant health care. And of course, the liberals are furious. How dare you do that? You know, you're defiling our most holy ritual here. But, you know, Trump does need to make that point. Illegal immigrants are getting free health care. Legal Americans aren't. But the illegals are. All right, so let's get on back to this ongoing, continuing debate between Donald Trump and Elijah Cummings over Baltimore. And it has gone on too long. And it is really getting childish with Baltimore saying, no, we don't have a rat problem at all. You know, those are escaped hamsters. And, you know, Trump just continuing to pound on it. But there was one bright moment. Fox News affiliate WBFF TV in Baltimore was doing a live video report to try and say our city is absolutely fine. And they were doing a live shot of Maxine Stryker in West Baltimore's Sandtown Winchester neighborhood, and she got photobombed by a rat. It ran right through the scene. A little bit of justice there. So good for the rat, what can I tell you? But the reality is, yeah, Baltimore's in bad. Yes, Baltimore has a nice section. Like every city, there's a nice section where the rich people hang out, and there's the rest of the city that is being allowed to fall into squalor. But you know something? Not too long ago, Bernie Sanders compared the Baltimore neighborhoods to third world slums. Nobody made a big deal about it back then. And under the category of hoisting with your own petard, it turns out that Jared Kushner owns several Baltimore apartment buildings that are among the worst in the city in terms of rodents, moles, even maggots. So it's a little bit ironic there. People who live in rat-infested houses shouldn't throw stones. And, okay. Interestingly enough, November 9th, 2016, one day after Donald Trump won the election, Maryland's largest daily newspaper, the Baltimore Sun, published its own op-ed calling Baltimore a disaster. So even the media in Baltimore itself is saying, yeah, there are problems here in this Democratic stronghold. But the Democrats' solution is believe it's a wonderful place and it shall be so. We can't fix the problems, but we can make you believe everything is wonderful. Fresh coat of paint, everything will be fine. Now, out in California, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill into law requiring all candidates to release their tax returns in order to appear on the state's ballot next year. Now, this article from Station Gossip describes it as the bill would force President Trump to release his tax returns. Well, that seems very selective. And I think the bill could be challenged on that basis. If it was saying all candidates have to release their tax returns, that is legit, and that's going to stand. But it has backed Donald Trump into a corner, because on one hand, he can release his tax returns. But if he comes back and he opposes this bill and tries to fight it in the court, it makes it look more like he's got something to hide. So politics is a dirty business, and we know that. Over at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, they are gaining ground. They're not getting a lot of attention, which is why they're getting some attention from me today. But apparently, the New York Fire Commissioners all got together for this conference, and they're calling for a new 9/11 investigation, and they want the focus to be on the existence of pre-planted explosives. So I think probably most Americans understand there's something funny about the official story about 9/11, just as there was something funny about the story of Saddam's nukes, just as there was something funny about the story of Assad's sarin gas. Now here's an interesting little story. It came out just earlier today, saying that Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza, might be dead. They don't know. He's being described as the potential successor of the former terrorist number one, Osama bin Laden. U.S. media is reporting the sighting. Three unnamed U.S. officials familiar with the situation, claiming the information came from intelligence sources. So this is a big part of what's wrong with corporate media. It's a non-story. They don't know. He might be dead. Maybe he's still alive. I remember there was this one guy that kept reporting he was dead, and then 3 months later, he'd show up alive again. They don't really have a story, but we're going to give it the better headline treatment anyway. By golly. Okay. All right, so getting into the international news, the Syrian army is advancing in northern Hama. The Tigray forces and their allies renewed their advance on the militant positions in northern Hama. And apparently, the Syrian army forces eliminated at least 5 units of military equipment belonging to the militants and up to 10 members of the militant groups themselves. And by the evening, the 29th, the Syrian Arab Army and its allies had established full control over the villages of Jabin and Tel Mala and the nearby hilltop. They've got the high ground now. The advance was supported by several dozen Syrian and Russian airstrikes. So they're getting serious about finishing this thing up. Yesterday, we were talking about how the United States is out there calling to all these other countries, come on down with us to the Strait of Hormuz. We're going to just, you know, crash our warships around and make stink face at Iran, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And apparently up in Germany, there was a rather strong debate about it in their legislature. But in the end, Germany has said they will not take part in the U.S. Strait of Hormuz initiative. They can see what's coming. They don't want to be a part of it. They don't want to be a part of the Iranian crisis. They don't want to be part of an Iranian war. So apparently British fighters based in Estonia were scrambled over the weekend to intercept a Russian Ilyushin 76 military transport plane flying close, but not in, the Baltic nation's airspace. This according to the British Defense Ministry. And according to a Typhoon pilot from the squadron, they continued to escort the transport aircraft as it transited in a north direction away from Estonian airspace. Now, the ministry said this is a routine mission for Typhoon fighters from the Amari Air Base, meant to provide reassurance the British is here to work in partnership with Estonia. In other words, there was no threat from the Russians. And by the way, that Ilyushin, it's a beautiful aircraft. The Russians sure do make them pretty. Britain just sent the planes up there for political reasons, to reassure Estonia, yeah, we're really here, we're involved, trust us. Over in Turkey, social media is now starting to pick up the theme of the S-400 missile system. And there are all these tweets and posts and Facebook basically saying, our S-400 has arrived, be prudent, America. And, you know, despite pressure to expel Turkey from the F-35 fighter jet program, Washington failed to persuade Ankara to take, quote, the right decision, end quote. Turkish government is clearly showing an intent to follow a policy of multipolarity in international relations. In other words, they don't want to glue themselves to any one nation, especially to a nation which could be looking at imminent collapse. So, apparently Egypt, the United States, and the United Arab Emirates are continuing their joint military drill. It's called Eagle Salute and Eagle Response 2019 in the territorial waters of the Red Sea. Now, Saudi Arabia is participating in the exercises as an observer, and various naval units from the Egyptian, U.S., and UAE naval forces are taking part in the exercise that is set to last for several days. It's sort of like their version of the RIMPAC. The forces are using frigates, missile-launching boats, and mine hunters in the exercises. Special naval units, the Coast Guard, and F-16 jet fighters are taking part in the drills. Now, Israel has attacked what they describe as Iranian positions inside Iraq. Not Syria, Iraq. Israel has struck targets inside Iraq. They used the F-35s primarily as missile launching platforms, which is the safest thing you can do with them. But it does mark an expansion of Israeli attacks in the region. And I'm sure that one of the reasons this is happening is to bolster Netanyahu's chances of re-election this coming September. Okay, the Al-Mizan Center for Human Rights reported yesterday that Israeli occupation forces have killed 54 Palestinians in Gaza this year, including 12 children and 4 men. And Israel also injured 3,723 Palestinians in Gaza during the same period, including 1,226 children and 179 women. Now, the center accused Israel of using lethal force to cause as many casualties as possible, mainly when they crack down on peaceful protesters at the Great March of Return, which has been organized every Friday since the 30th of March last year along the eastern borders of Gaza. So, a lot of people are very upset with the United Nations for their failure to include Israel on the list of nations that abuse children's rights. We'll be right back after these few words.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, Republic Broadcasting needs you. And we need your help to keep doing what we're doing. And I can't put it any more simply than that. We don't have large corporate sponsors. We don't have deep pockets. We don't have angel benefactors out there. We need you. You know, when you go out for your next burger or something, that change that's accumulating in your pocket or in your bureau, you know how change will pile up? Send it in. And the postal address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251. Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And folks, if you don't chip in, keep us on the air, we're going to have to sell our control room technicians for medical experiments. Okay, we have a caller on the line here. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, with this shooting out there at the Garlic Festival, you brought up the SKS a few times. And I just want to say my opinion of the gun, which is, for its price, it's a wonderful weapon. I mean, it's an old peasant gun for the Chinese and the Viet Cong. I mean, you can roll around in the mud with it and hammer tent stakes in with it and still it'll fire.
Yeah, unlike the
M16. For a while there, back in the 90s when Clinton first started his gun, they were going to try to get that gun rule through. I used to buy them for $60 a piece, and I'd buy an ammo can, some stripper clips, and you could put a 30-round magazine on it. It's not detachable, not like an AK-fed magazine, but you could put a 30-round banana clip on there, a banana magazine on there, and top feed it. I used to buy them and then give them to my friends and my family. I bet you there's four listeners to this show right now that have guns that I got them, because I think it's such a wonderful, cheap weapon. And especially for people that have no defense or no self-defense, for that price, at the time, for less than $100, I'd get 200 rounds, 10 ammo can, SKS, a rifle stock, and a 30-round banana magazine for less than $100. And so I just, you know, yeah, it's nice having an AR-15, and an AK is even better with the easier Fed magazine, but I think the SKS, when you can break it down and clean it real easy, it's very reliable. Like I said, it's almost indestructible. So I think it's and for its price, I think it's a wonderful weapon. And I just wanted to, you know, let you know that, yeah, you know, they are cheap, but that's a good thing, you know, for the quality of that gun.
I'm not saying it's a bad weapon. I'm just saying that there's been, you know, this very obvious effort by the media to try and say, oh, assault weapon, assault weapon, assault weapon. Now, one of the good things about moving to Indiana is their gun laws are a lot less restrictive than here on Hawaii. The bad news is, at my age, I'm pretty much, you know, I'm not a gun enthusiast anymore. And even when I was a gun enthusiast, you know, having 30-round clips and everything, you know, was not. I'm a black powder enthusiast. You know, I get one shot. And you learn to make that one shot count.
Well, my dogs get all scared when I shoot guns, and I mean, I'm not, I really wouldn't consider myself a gun enthusiast, I do like to see an armed population, because an armed population, I hope that I never have to fire a gun in anger, none of my friends or anything, but I know it's a deterrent. The people,
yes,
having guns is a deterrent to socialists, communists, Marxists, Nazis, whatever. When the population is well armed, like in Switzerland, it seems like you're going to have a lot more freedom, and that's my whole point of it. Is like I said, I don't really like shooting
animals. Well, I'm in agreement.
Yeah.
I support an armed population, and again, I agree with those court decisions that have repeatedly said the Second Amendment guarantees to the people the same kind of weapons carried by the uniformed services. And that's the way it's supposed to be, a balance of force, so the government minds its own business and doesn't try and become a dictatorship. Now, I don't want to see a revolution in this country. I don't want to see blood in the streets. But on the other hand, it looks like if the American people continue to back down and surrender, we're going to get it anyway, because we're going to reach a point of government repression where there's going to be blood anyway. Look at what's going on over in Israel, where it's a completely one-sided situation. You have the heavily armed Israeli forces versus Palestinians throwing stones, and they're getting their heads blown off, the Palestinians.
Well, yeah, and then in this country with false flags and Antifa, and you know, they can just you know, get away with all these fake shootings and blame. You know, of course, they'll probably end up blaming the right somehow or another. Look at Charlottesville.
Yeah, they're blaming everybody. Anyway, Joe, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Charles in Michigan. Aloha, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Wondering if you'd had a chance to take a look at H.R. 1837, the United States-Israel Cooperation Enhancement and Regional Security Act.
Just to scan it over, I mean, I've got it up on my browser here right now. Why don't you give us a précis on it?
Well, the thing that really interests me about it is the last segment. I have the text up, excuse me, which is the best site that I've found. It includes just about everything that the United States is involved with: agriculture, water, minerals. So when they say that they are cooperating with each other, basically what they're doing is sharing everything that's going on. Well, we already know that Israel is pretty much in control of our government and our military.
And our intelligence apparatus.
So exactly. And what really worries me about this one is they're coming into the open about it. Now, last weekend, Israel had a missile test in Alaska, as you're aware of.
Yes.
Are you aware that that site is now under the flag of United States and Israel?
It was a joint test, so I could understand the symbolism. But I, again, in the overall, yes, we're in serious trouble here with the extent to which we are under the control of a foreign power. We're an occupied nation. We have a Vichy government in Washington, D.C., and you're absolutely right. They're not even trying to hide it anymore, especially when you look at this attempt to criminalize criticism of the government of Israel. I mean, that strikes right at one of the most fundamental foundations of our nation, that right to freedom of speech, that First Amendment. And yet our Congress is apparently willing to just throw that into the shredder to please their masters in Tel Aviv.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid that actually they're not even their masters as much as the people that are in our Congress are, in fact, Zionists.
I think the people in our Congress are just opportunists, and they know that, you know, Israel has all this control. They've got all this money. They've got a lock on the media. I'm sure that probably one of the major reasons why Tulsi Gabbard went along and voted against BDS was her awareness that she needs the support of the Jewish-controlled media and the Jewish vote, if you will, if she's going to have a chance in the 2020 election. But for her to sell out that quickly and that obviously, that was kind of it. And I'm not a Tulsi supporter anymore. I don't support anybody,
yeah,
as a matter of fact. I don't have a dog. I don't have a dog in this hunt.
I don't yet. Tulsi was mine until I saw that as well. That pretty much ended it for me.
Yep.
So that's all I was really interested in talking about. I just wanted. I think that all of your viewers should take the time to read the H.R. 1837. It would really might wake up some people. So thank you.
Yeah, it's basically it's putting Israel in charge of major parts of our economic infrastructure. I noticed a section where they're promising cooperation on directed energy weapons.
Oh yeah. And in dealings with foreign governments. That's in there too.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to have Israel and the United States are going to go and deal with foreign governments together. Anyway, thank you very much, Mike. Have a good show.
All right. You've got it. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Jim in Kauai. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. This Kauai guy here in Kilauea on the North Shore.
I just want
to say aloha to you.
Well, I'm going to say aloha back. And as a matter of fact, I've decided that after the move to Indiana, I'm going to keep on using aloha on this show because I've been doing it all along. It's going to be very hard for me to stop. I haven't found anything really cute to say in Indianese. It's part of the show's brand, and so I'm going to go on using it, even though I am not physically in Hawaii. Certainly in my heart, I remain so.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I usually catch the reruns, the replays. This is the first time I've tried to call in. I'm surprised I actually got on live. But, when I heard you up in Hanalei, you're right up the road.
Yes.
Yeah, I wished I had known. You know, I could have met you up there maybe. But, anyway, I'm glad y'all got a chance.
We were just so exhausted, and we didn't get out to do half the stuff we had planned on doing because we just collapsed. It was a very arduous trip out there.
Really?
And yeah, Now, we're both feeling a lot better today, but of course we have to get back to all of this packing stuff because in 2 weeks, the movers show up to basically pack what's going to Indiana. And between now and then, we've got to get rid of the rest. And, you know, I'm trying to find homes for a lot of this stuff that needs to be given away. I have this problem. I cannot throw a working piece of equipment into a trash bin. And so right now I'm just calling around to everybody and saying, can you use this? Please take this.
Actually, moving biz is my my email is movingbiz@hawaiian.net. Okay. And that's what I've been doing for.
Well, gosh darn, we should have contracted with you.
Yeah, well, yeah, I had a lucrative moving biz in California running auctions. But, you know, I did that a little bit over here, and, you know, I still, my box truck had died years ago, so I use a U-Haul truck whenever I get a moving job. Right now, landscaping pays the bills. You know, the Garden Island, landscaping is a ongoing thing.
Yes, it is.
But, but anyway, I'm totally on board with, what you said about Tulsi Gabbard. You know, I mean, I just found out she was CFR, and I had no idea about that.
Yeah, she's CFR, and all this other stuff is coming on out, and apparently she does have a 1 degree of separation link to Sheldon Adelson, and that may also be the reason why she voted against the BDS, is Sheldon Adelson said, don't you support that? Don't you support BDS?
Yeah.
You'll never work in this town again.
There ain't nobody. I'll tell you what, we're in the last days, and I'm just waiting for the rock and roll. Actually, kind of hoping one of those hurricanes comes by again. Yeah, after Aniki, I never saw more.
I remember Aniki. Well, we're looking at as I mentioned at the top of the show. Hurricane Eric is going to miss us to the south. We'll get a little wind and rain from it. But Hurricane Flossie is aimed right at the Hawaiian Islands, but it will be downgraded to a tropical storm by the time it gets here over the weekend. But we're probably going to get some serious wind and rain and thunder from it.
Well, whatever's behind that, because I'll tell you what, I never saw more love and aloha here on Kauai after the, until the power came back on here in Kauai. You know, I mean, we were right in the eye of Aniki. And, it was pretty devastating. A couple of people died. But, I'll tell you what, I never saw more love and aloha since that time. And that's what we need again.
Well, a disaster like that can pull people together. And when Claire and I were in New York for the 10th anniversary of 9/11, I was commenting to one of the taxi drivers how everybody seemed a lot more mellow than the previous time I'd been in New York when the towers were still standing and the New Yorkers more closely fit the stereotype of the New Yorker yelling at each other. And you say, 9/11 completely changed the city. And it did pull us all together.
No doubt. But I think this hurricane season, it wouldn't break my heart at all. And I'm not alone. There's a bunch of people that argue with me, but I'm not. There's plenty of people that agree with me that we need another hurricane.
Well, I don't agree with you on that one. Hurricanes are bad things, and certainly in Hanalei, they are still recovering from those massive floods they had to deal with.
Big time. Yeah, they just opened the road, but it's still one lane going down out of Hilo into Hanalei. I've only been down there once. The landslide on the Hanalei.
Yeah, I saw the where they put up that big fence to stop the rocks from coming off the edge of that cliff. So, it's erosion. It's nature.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I never felt more at home since I left Topanga in California until I came to Kalalau in the Nepali coast. I spent the summer on the Kalalau Valley.
Yes.
And the beach there. And have you ever been out to Nepali?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I've even been down to Niihau.
Oh, really? Awesome, awesome. Yeah, yeah, I've never been in Niihau.
I stayed below the mean high water mark, you know, otherwise would have been a huge ticket. But, yeah, Claire and I actually got out to Niihau, and we were hoping to get to sort of round out the collection down to Molokai and Lanai, but obviously that is not going to happen.
Yeah, Molokai is my second choice to Kauai. I spent a few weeks out in Molokai, and that was very beautiful, too. Out in, you know, in the Nepali coast over there is beautiful. There's waterfalls. Awesome out there.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for the phone call. I'm going to let you go before I start crying again over having to leave. And we're going to switch on over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah. Well, before I get started on what I wanted to say, if we start cutting our defense budget, considerably, one of the projects we could work on is making what a boom that would be to Hawaii. Build either a tunnel or a bridge, or partly a tunnel and a bridge to Hawaii, so people could actually drive back and forth there. you don't think it's possible?
Oh, who was it? Was one of the squad actually seriously suggested that? You know, to prevent global warming, we've got to stop all those airplanes in the air. People have to go back to cars and trains, and you know, yes, we're going to have to build a bridge to Hawaii. And clearly does not understand the realities of the Pacific Ocean between the West Coast and Hawaii, the problems with the ocean floor, and it sounds romantic. I understand they're seriously thinking about a bridge across the Bering Straits connecting Siberia and Alaska. That's going to be a major project. And if you look at all the problems they had with the channel tunnel and then multiply them by 10, you'll see what a problem it's going to be.
And I guess I get your point then, Mike. You know, like I said, I'm not an engineer, so, you know, I really don't know, you know, what would it would take. But anyway, I want to get back to the BDS thing. I think what you're seeing with a lot of the American politicians, what you're seeing is really basically Jeffrey Epstein, what the Epstein case is about. And this is why I think they're trying to everything they can to try to suppress it, hide it, and do whatever else. You know, the mainstream media isn't even reporting on it right now. I think what that shows is all the American politicians that are being blackmailed, both Congress, other parts of the government. I don't think Tulsi Gabbard is blackmailed, but I think with her, I don't know why she signed on to this. I know from what I understand, it doesn't have any teeth. The one in the House has no teeth. It's just a statement. And she also says, well, we are asking for a two-state solution and blah, 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 blah. So at least
it's a non-binding resolution, but still, there is a principle involved here that we want politicians who will represent us and not a foreign country.
Absolutely. And I don't know why she signed on to this. Big mistake.
I agree.
Like I said, tonight at this debate, what she needs to do is go right after Biden. Attack Biden immediately, go after him, call him a globalist, that he's a warmonger, signed on to all these wars in the Middle East, including Afghanistan and Iraq. And that's basically what he's also very corrupt. He was correct. He's involved with the Ukraine there and all that. She needs to jump on him with that. But now she kind of like, she's hurt herself with this coming out for anti-BDS.
She has.
To kind of make her look a little hypocritical at this point. Because, you know, she could have attacked Biden on his Israel policy, too. His Israel first policy. Big-time Zionist. I think he even admitted he's a Zionist. I think he even said he was a Zionist. Kind of like even Kate Bannon admitted he's a Christian Zionist, you know? So now she's hampered herself. And the last thing she needs to do is hamper herself because she doesn't have enough support as it is. And you know that they're all piling up against her. I don't know what she's thinking by going along with something like this. I really don't. You know,
she got some bad political advice on that one. Or maybe you know, her political advisor is saying, oh, it's much more important to please Israel than to please the voters. Forget the voters. We've got the election rigged anyway. And, you know, you're going to lose anyway. So just have fun and enjoy the, you know, the parties and the travel and everything.
This whole Epstein thing should wake people up. I mean, I don't know how they're going to stop it other than taking Epstein off the count, you know, killing him. I don't know how else they're going to stop him from, you know, all the stuff that's going to come out about that this was an Israeli operation. This was a Mossad operation. Just the fact that woman, what's her name? Not Blackwell.
Okay, Mark. Mark, yeah. I'm going to put you on hold. Yeah. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
New music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store. Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. We're talking about Hawaii's Tulsi Gabbard and how she has really done a huge amount of damage to herself with this vote on this House resolution condemning the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, which a lot of people are upset because the resolution clearly mischaracterized what the movement was all about. And apparently Tulsi has taken so much heat she put out a video on Twitter where she tried to come on out and say that no, in point of fact, condemning BDS is not an attack on freedom of speech. I will all support freedom of speech, blah, 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 blah. But there is absolutely no question that she has done her campaign a huge amount of damage with this.
Yeah, Mike, I agree. I mean, you know, like I said, I don't think she's one of those people blackmailed, but she definitely, you know, she's going along with the establishment in this. And like I said, I think the establishment is so many of them are probably going to, hopefully we're going to find out that they are blackmailed. That's the, by Epstein. And I think that Maxwell's the guy's name I was thinking about. The Assad spy, famous Assad and British spy.
Yes.
His daughter is supposedly his girlfriend. I think she's his,
Maxwell's daughter is Epstein's. Yeah. Well, so, used to be his girlfriend. I think they've kind of gone their separate ways since then. Ghislaine Maxwell. And she's got her own legal problems because apparently she was the madam. She was, you know, recruiting these underage girls for these little trysts and for the honey traps. So she's got her own issues. But
I think she's his controller, really. I think she's his Mossad controller, and I believe she's going to disappear into Israel somewhere anyway, and they're not going to give her up. That's happened before.
No,
it was criminal.
No. Israel does not extradite to the United States of America. Anyway, Mark, pardon me, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show, and I'm probably going to have to take you through the station identification. What's on your mind?
That's okay. If you have to hold me over, you have to hold me over. This is live radio, after all.
Yes.
Before I get to what I called about, because I want to talk about the debate last night, specifically Beto O'Rourke, but just to comment real quick on Tulsi Gabbard's vote on that anti-BDS bill condemning the BDS movement, that is an attack on freedom of speech, because there's this thing, it's called voting, and voting is not just at the ballot box. You've got voting with your feet. If you don't like the laws or the statutes and codes where you live, you move to a place that is more conducive to what you believe. If you have issues with anti-abortion laws, then you move to a state that doesn't have such restrictive anti-abortion laws. This is called voting with your feet. Well, the BDS movement is what's known as voting with your dollar. This is all part of commerce.
Voting with your wallet.
This is commerce. This is barter, exchange, and trade. This falls under commerce law. You have the right to contract.
Art, hold that thought. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.